Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. There are a lot more levels to bowling than I thought there were. And I thought a lot about it after I went bowling with some friends because I had that classic post-bowling soreness, or boreness. That's now a word. And I can do that because this is my podcast. And Bob's, of course. He technically has to sign off on any new words that I create. Enjoy.
I am 50.
Yeah,
and, I came to this conclusion yesterday because Monday, before I headed back from visiting my friends Shy and Maddie up in Virginia, Shy has joined a bowling league, and so we're like, oh, let's go throw. He's got to practice, so let's go throw. Hey, bowling.
Yeah,
I'm so sore.
Oh, yeah.
I have the crotchal area and the armal area.
Yeah. What weight ball do you roll? Neck.
I think it was like a 13.
Yeah.
I was going light. I was not going to do a heavy one.
I have a problem because I have big fingers.
Yeah.
So I can't get my fingers into 13s. I have to go 15 or higher to find a ball that fits.
Because they think you're a Sasquatch.
Oh, and also, I think so. And I'm afraid, you ever have this fear when you're bowling that the ball's not going to let go of your fingers when you toss it and it's just going to yank your finger out of the socket?
No.
That's the
problem. I mean, now I do, but it hadn't occurred to me before
that. When you have big fingers, you know, you're like, you worry about these things. It's going to get caught at the knuckle and you're going to end up halfway down the bowling alley, you know, head first toward the pins, shoes probably off.
Oh, your whole.
Just scraped off because I've been dragged.
So cartoon style.
Well, pretty much, but not funny, like very uncomfortable.
Oh, it would be funny.
To everyone else, maybe.
Yes.
I found that about things.
Yes.
Okay, so bowling, how did you do?
I think first game was like 119, like I haven't bowled in years.
Okay. Out of how many possible? 500?
300.
300, 300, okay.
Yeah, 300 is a perfect game.
That seems pretty reasonable.
I had some strikes.
How did your friend do?
Oh, he did well. Yeah, he's got the whole thing. Like, he's got his own shoes.
Get the little kickback with a back leg.
Yeah, he's got a little thing to wipe the ball down because apparently they oil the lanes. I didn't know this.
They oil the lanes.
They oil them so stuff can slide better. And so you got to
wipe the ball down.
So you got to wipe it down so it doesn't get excess oil.
I have never wiped my ball. I've seen the pros do it, but I never understood what they were doing.
And so, yeah, it was interesting to learn a little bit more about that. He was practicing. You could see that, lanes had a speedometer. And so he had a range of what he was trying to get in. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And I realized that I was a little more accurate when I was throwing a little slower. So that was interesting to learn.
I think that's probably for everything in life.
The most fun we had, though, is when we realized that you could, on the little screen, you know, sometimes the bowling alleys have little animations.
Yeah, yeah.
Of good job. And then it's the airplane bowling ball going down and knocking the pins down or whatever it is. So this one, what you could do is set it to have three different pictures of you. So, you know, you're staring at the screen that's showing you the score and you press it and you do one happy, one funny, and then one sideways picture. And it then creates animations with you in them.
I
almost
love
like
it.
That site. Do you know Jib Jab?
Yes.
So like that.
How
so
fun.
Here we are all singing on stage or dancing girls or playing baseball and then we were having the most fun.
I love
we were
this
just
bowling
watching
alley.
That.
Exactly. Well, this is a multi-dimensional experience.
Yeah.
They took bowling and made it more than just bowling.
Well, because otherwise it's just bowling.
Do you have like cool neon balls and stuff like that?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah. And did they turn the lights out? Do they have like a lights out?
No, it was during the day, so I think it was.
You know what I'm talking about? The dark balls and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's really fun. I think that's really cool. And good for you. You literally got up and went to Virginia to hang out with friends, to watch some football, and to bowl.
Yes.
What else did you do while you were there? Anything fun?
I had some dinner with some friends of theirs as well. So I got to know them a little bit. Oh. We went out for sushi. Maddie cooked and it was great. Some fish and stuff. And hung out. They have one room in their house. It's a very weird townhousey type of situation where on the second floor is more of the gathering space.
Okay.
So big open plan kitchen, dining-ish dinette area. and then the living space. And so it's all open and you can hang out and have a bunch of people in there. And then downstairs, there's like a kid's room upstairs or the bedrooms. But also on that kitchen level, there's a small space. It's three walls and then a small entrance into the room, probably about 10 by 10, maybe a little bit smaller than that. And they ended up putting three couches around. So that's like their game space slash just hang out and drink with friends and just talk. No TV, one little, you know, speaker that you can connect to the phone. So there's some music and stuff in there.
This is like a nice place. It's like a cool place.
And his sister actually painted, I'll show you a picture of it, but she painted like this forest scene on all 3.5 walls plus the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
So it's like this very intricate kind of space.
It has to have a name. That room has to have a name. What do they call it?
The drinking room?
No.
I can't remember.
If it's got the forest all around the edges and stuff, what would you call it? Like the Glen? Or would you call it the...
The Glengarry Glen Ross?
The opening. You know, the Glengarry Glen
that one place. You know what's weird though? Okay, so it's this forest, right? Yeah. And there are children playing in the forest. Yeah. The thing is, like, I've been here multiple times and I don't remember the kids
in the forest.
In the picture. Yeah. And so I'm wondering if they're starting to appear.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Last time you were there, did you have kids?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Time before that you were there, did you have kids?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you having kids raised your awareness to the fact that
Other kids in the world?
Because I'm going to reject your hallucinating kids in...
Oh, murals. I'm not hallucinating it. I'm saying it's haunted.
Okay.
That's my, there's some sort of spirit that's adding them. And if eventually they sell it and somebody tries to paint it over, the kids will come through the paint.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, isn't
that's
that cool?
That's kind of a fun...
Yeah.
Hey gang, it's Bob. Nick and I just want to take a moment to thank you for listening to our podcast. Whether you listen every day or you batch and binge listen, we appreciate you showing up to the conversation. Speaking of showing up to the conversation, in upcoming episodes, you'll get to meet Patty, the love of my life. We've talked about her so often, we thought it was about time to invite her on the show. So keep your ears peeled for those episodes. They're a lot of fun. That does it for this dose, my friends. We'll catch you tomorrow.